Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking at the future we may have in the beef pipeline with Don Close in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
We've talked a couple of times over the last year or so with Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance about this concept of grow yards. Don Close is convinced that grow yards can be a very essential part of the management system of cattle as they move through the beef pipeline, especially for animals that are under a good bit of stress, maybe have some health issues, and need a little extra care, something that a feedlot, a major feedlot, will have a hard time providing. As a result, he says grow yards are going to be here to stay.
I think there's a host of reasons. I think one of the basic drivers behind this whole thing, the biggest one would just be shortage of the labor issue isn't going to go away, at least anytime soon. I think another big driver is the growth in beef demand we have seen in the last 5 to 10 years, both domestically and exports, has been driven from on beef quality, and the requirements or the pressure to continue to increase that quality is only going to increase. Those are the real drivers. I think a third is as availability of grass continues to contract, our need for those available grass acres to increase the cow herd, that we could ultimately displace some conventional yearling operations to confinement to open up those grass acres for cows.
Don Close says that traditional stocker operator using grass to put pounds of beef on that critter will remain as the lower cost of production compared to a grow yard, but there are other considerations as well as far as management of those animals.
Under ideal conditions, and certainly a year like the grazing year that we've had this year, a confinement operation should not be viewed as a cheaper cost alternative to conventional grazing. It is not. It does have some benefits, but native grass is going to continuously be the low-cost producer. So it could increase the competition the classic yearling guy has on availability of cattle, but he's still going to have the lowest cost to gain on performance.
And Don Close believes that cow-calf operators will welcome these grow yards as another outlet for their calves.
And from the cow-calf producer's perspective, I think it's good news for him because it not only increases the number of potential buyers for his calves, but it broadens that sales window out. Instead of the classic deal of we see vast numbers of calves come to market from September to early November, that it enables both the buyer and the seller to stretch out that sales window to create opportunities when you're not trying to sell cattle the same day as every one of your neighbors.
Don Close believing that grow yards have got enough good things going for them economically to mean that they will be a part of the beef cattle industry landscape in the days to come.
I think this one has multiple reasons for existence, and I think it's going to be a bigger component of the industry going forward.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.